The Disappearing Village. I've known for years that change was coming. The elders foretold it. As a boy, I used to sit at the feet of my grandfather and my father, my great uncles and my uncles, as they sat in a circle in the Kaskik. That's the men's meeting house. Outside, the sea was one single thick block of ice, and the snow lay thick on the ground. But inside, I was warm, as I listened to the discussion. Sometimes one of the elders would speak for an entire day. Nobody would interrupt him. The elders, and the elders before them, had watched the land and the sea for generations. They could see the change coming. They said the day would come when the Eskimos from our village and all along the coast of the Bering Sea wouldn't see winter again. The snow will disappear, they said. Now these changes have taken place. When we were young, the snow was piled up so high that it reached the top of the schoolhouse. We used to use the snow as a ladder to climb up onto the roof. In those days, the snow would lie thick until June. Now it's gone by April, and geese from the south arrive months before they used to. In January and February, we used to take out dog teams across the pack ice. We would dig through 6 foot of ice to fish below. Now there's only 4 foot. From this window, I used to be able to see land stretching far into the distance. Now I can see the sheds where the salmon and herring are drying. I can also see those quad bikes which everyone runs around on now. But more seriously, I see the water at the edge of the village where I used to see land. It's eating away at our village. Soon, it will disappear. Just look at the houses. Do you see how they are sinking? They're standing at all kinds of crazy angles. Do you see over there? That's where a piece of land collapsed into the sea not long ago. When I was young, the permafrost was our foundation, as it had been for many thousands of years. But now it's melting and taking our village with it. Temperatures here in Alaska have risen more than any place on the planet in the last 50 years. The government is promising us a new village, but it isn't built yet. It will have a school, and they say it will even have Nalnavit, that's patches of berries. We have to have our Nalnavit. August was always the best month when I was young. It was berry picking month. Blue, black, and red berries. There were so many from the bushes all over the hillside. We'd mix them with seal blubber and sugar and make wonderful ice cream for our winter festivities. Winter was long back then, and the festivities helped to make them seem shorter. The children still love picking berries. Our people have a great respect for nature. We always have had. The elders in the past used to say, "If you come across a sick or dying animal, you must care for it. If you mistreat it, it will give you less and less." Seals, birds, and fish, they all know what sort of person you are. If you make good use of them, they will allow you to hunt them. But if you waste their meat or allow it to rot, then they will hide from you, and you will be hungry.